This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Actually, it was this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta read this email, because even though the person called me out, I appreciated it. So this is from Lawrence. I want to read it to you. Hey, Evan, Tiki, and the crew. I think you guys are the crew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I just wanted to drop a quick note to say how much I enjoy the Evan and Tiki show. You guys do an awesome job holding everyone, hosts, callers, and even yourselves, accountable for their sports takes.
Yep.
It's refreshing to hear talk with no fluff, and it keeps me tuned in every day. With that said, now that Davante Adams has been released by the New York Jets, I'd love for you to revisit Evan's thoughts on the trade back when it happened.
Oh, Lord.
I remember him being, quote, pretty fired up about it. Any chance we could take a look back at what he said and how it's aged? Keep up the good work.
Mm. Well, Lawrence, you do this?
When I saw this email, I believe in accountability. Mm. So, ladies and gentlemen, October 15th.
Are you trying to give yourself another L?
It's not about getting L's. Look, it's up to you guys to determine what
We won't. Unless it's, like, egregious.
All right. Here is what I said. And this was such a weird day, because when I went back to find this audio, what I kind of forgot was this was the day after the Mets beat the Dodgers in Game 2. The Yankees, I think, had won Game 1 of the ALCS.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jets lost to the Bills on Monday Night Football after they had fired Robert Saleh.
Right.
All of that happened. And then that morning before our show, they acquired Davante Adams.
Oh, my God. That was after our American Dream show that night of the
tailgate? It was after our American Dream show.
And I remember saying it's not going to happen because I had just done a Raiders game. And I asked Davante Adams specifically.
Right.
What are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to be here for my career. My family grew up Raiders fans. This feels like my destination.
Right.
He straight lied to my face.
He did. So all of that was going on in New York sports. And this is what I said to hold myself accountable about the Davante Adams trade. This was an absolute no-brainer. Mm. The Jets are better because they made this trade. I believe the Jets had to make this trade. And I keep my fingers crossed, and I ask the football gods pretty please that it's all going to work out. But when you're in this deep, you got to keep digging.
Well, that's not bad. That's not L-worthy.
I stand by it.
It's just you're excited about it.
And you know what? I stand by every word. Like, it didn't work, clearly. And it was a conditional third, which remained a third. I think it had a chance to go to a two if they had gone to the AFC Championship game or something like that. But I stand by that take. Like, I was excited. I thought it was worth it. And look, there's a lot of things in sports where you look back on and it didn't work, but you don't regret it. The Jets getting Aaron Rodgers, I do not regret. The Nets getting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I do not regret. And trading Davante Adams, even though it was a third-round pick, I do not regret.
Right.
I don't.
Well, you gave up your third, but you already had a third.
Mm-hmm. From a Lion trade.
Detroit.
Yep.
So you had Detroit. So it didn't really cost you much, except for that third is 28th. As opposed,
I mean,
to
they,
like,
they could use the third right now. Right.
But I'm just saying, instead of being, you know, the whatever, the seventh pick in the third round, it's the 28th pick in the third round.
Right.
That's the only thing. But you already have a couple of extra picks of Kansas City, got their sixth round pick, and another fifth round pick because of the Pittsburgh trade.
I thought in that moment they had to do it. They had to go for it.
I agree.
And so, yeah, I mean, it didn't work. I'd be the first to raise my hand, and if that's L-worthy, fine, but I stand by it. Sometimes there are opinions you have, and you look back and you say, what the hell was I thinking? I don't feel that way about Devontae Adams. I also remember that Sean and I got in a very passionate argument that day. Do you know what we argued about?
About Devontae Adams?
About this, yeah, related to the Devontae Adams thing.
I know I was against the Jets trading for him.
So you weren't. I listened to the full audio. You were for it. What you argued with me is, I get why you did it, but I think it's too late. And I got really pissed that it's too late. I said, what do you mean it's too late? They're right there.
Right.
And it wasn't too late. Like, ultimately, calendar-wise, it wasn't too late. It just didn't work. And what I learned about the Devontae Adams trade, I want to share with you guys as Giant fans, because I think it's really important. Because you guys may sign Aaron Rodgers next week. That is absolutely on the table.
And Devontae Adams.
Signing Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers is a catastrophic mistake. Because what I learned from this experience is that while Devontae can still play and him and Rodgers have a chemistry, I think Rodgers is going to force the biscuit to him way too much.
Yeah.
And I think that was some of the issues that happened with the Jets. They had bigger issues than just that. But I think it alienated Garrett Wilson. And I am deeply, deeply concerned that if you do this again, if you repeat the Jet mistake, you will alienate Malik Nabers, and we're going to be sitting here in the month of December, and we're going to hear, I don't know if we'll do it publicly, but we're going to hear about how Nabers ain't happy, and that's a big mistake. Learn from our mistakes.
That would be a fear.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want you to do a little homework when you get home tonight in between Ricos, okay? I want you to go through the last 10 years of Giants football and tell me how many times their number two wide receiver had 7 or more touchdowns.
But what does that have to do with this?
That's how many Adams had with the Jets.
Yeah.
And what the Giants have a problem with right now is people scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, but you're missing the point I made.
The question is what's left in him? Devontae Adams is an interesting case because at one point he was a shoo-in Hall of Famer.
Right.
Is he still that?
Yeah, but wait a second. Yes, it's a great point, and I get both of your points. You both ignored my point, and at least address it before we move on. Do you not think that Aaron Rodgers will force the issue with a guy who's not as good as the other young receiver?
I don't think he's in position to do that.
But he did it with Garrett.
Yeah, well, I think it's a pushover.
Okay.
He was... deified with the Jets.
I agree.
And so whatever he wanted to happen wasn't going to happen. That's not going to happen with the Giants.
I would agree with most of that, that the Giants can kind of give him the law of the land. But I think a part of giving him the law of the land is not having Devontae even on the team as that drug you could go to.
Oh, I agree.
There are other receivers you can add.
There are better options than Devontae Adams.
Younger options? Age,
younger?
Yeah.
Or draft.
Or guys right. that Rodgers isn't going to have this, I got to push it to him mm-hmm. issue with. So I get that the Giants have lacked it, and I totally get that Devontae still has something left.
Yeah.
But I think we got to look at the bigger issue here, which is don't give Rodgers that chance to do what he did with the Jets. It's a big mistake. I'm telling you right now, I learned from it.
I sincerely see what you're saying.
And by the way, January Loogie agreed with me.
I don't fully disagree with your point, but you know, there's always one side to another. They traded for Adams, like I said, they're too little too late. And I think as the season continued to spiral, then you had that Jaguar game, I think Rodgers just, hey, the season's getting out of hand. I'm chasing 300, 500 touchdowns, whatever. I'm going to keep feeding my guy. If you start the season with him and Neighbors, and, you know, there's a chance he likes Neighbors better than Garrett Wilson,
but
too,
Sean, why not just bring in another receiver?
You can. But I'm not eliminating Adams based on the fact he played Rodgers. That's all I'm saying.
But you should. Like, I'm surprised that you're making this mistake.
I think he wants to be on the West Coast anyway. So I
Devontae?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know where he wants to be. I'm just warning you that you should learn from this. It doesn't feel like you've learned anything.
Oh, I've learned.
I feel like you're... You know what I feel like is going on? You ever hear the term single white female?
It's a movie with Jane Fonda.
But you know the origin of it, like the meaning of
it?
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
So single white female is like you're trying to be like someone else. And I think that's what the movie's about, correct?
To a degree, yeah.
I'm not even familiar with the movie. I'm familiar with the phrase, like, oh, she's single white femaling her, or he's single white femaling him.
I think the phrase came probably from the movie.
Probably. The origin of the phrase is, you're trying to be like someone else, mm-hmm. right? You're really imitating that other person.
Yep.
I think you're single white femaling the Jets.
Yeah, because he wants to ram it up your butt.
Yes.
You know that.
Yeah.
And Sean, by the way, March Lugau agrees with you, too. Sean is bringing up the player. It's not the player. It's what he represents. And we talk about laying the law down with Rodgers. If you're Aaron Rodgers and the Giants go, we're going to lay the law down with you. You're bringing in Devontae Adams. That's totally going against that. You're not laying the law down because you're bringing in his buddy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a guy like Aaron Rodgers is going to see that and go, well, if I could get Devontae Adams here, what else could I get away with?
But I think
it's setting a precedent.
But you're creating a situation I don't think is realistic.
Which one?
Devontae Adams becoming a Giant.
So you don't think it'll happen?
I don't think
because of Devontae's lack of interest or the Giants' lack of interest?
Probably both.
Okay, well, then I agree with the Giants. I'm merely warning you, because I don't know what the Giants are interested in. I'm warning you from this refresher of Devontae Adams' trade and my opinion on the trade and why I liked it, what I learned from it. And what I learned from it was that was actually not the marriage we thought it would be, and it turned out to be a negative because I saw what it did to Garrett Wilson. Mm-hmm. And like, you got to look deeper at the numbers because some people would poo-poo this by saying, well, you're still targeting Garrett Wilson a lot. What's you complaining about? Look closer. That'd be my answer. Just look closer, and you could see why Wilson was annoyed by what was happening.
To bring this full circle, I agree with Tiki. I don't think Devontae Adams is going to be here. I'm just saying that is not why I'm eliminating. That's all I'm saying. I'm not eliminating him, and the Giants have a major need at number two.
And I think you should eliminate him. What?
By the way, single white female is Bridget Fonda. I said Jane Fonda.
Oh.
There's two Fondas? Yeah, there's
a daughter, right?
I would have, just based on the last name, I would make that logical conclusion. There's definitely a big age gap.
It's got to be.
Well, how old's Jane Fonda? That Bridget was.
Bridget is 61. Jane Fonda is 87. So 26. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow. I was going to say, she's definitely in her 80s. James.
I've never seen that movie, but it's one of those things that's it's a phrase I've now learned.
Well, she was a stalker, right?
Jane Fonda?
No. The character is single white female.
Yes. So she looks, I think, almost like Get with her boyfriend or stuff like that. She created, I think it was like Jennifer Jason Leigh was the other character. Uh-huh. And she cut her hair like her, acted like her.
Right. So basically.
Not Jane Fonda's daughter, by the way.